This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Forever Dog.
Sometimes a school is incredible and you can't quite explain it, so you try East Hampton High. I like listening to Hampton High, the podcast that asks the question, what about WTF with Mark Maron, but for my school. I'm your host, Hampton McKelvey. I'm a junior, and I'm talking Rockville Prep's most interesting students, staff, and all the above. Rockville Prep goes skunks. If you hear the little, if you hear the pleasure in my voice, if you hear the sort of sweetness in my voice, that's usually, usually a little more aggressive, usually a little more professional even. Like, I'm sort of embarrassed. I'm letting you all into this part of me right now. But like, the reason I'm being so freaking bubbly is that today is Valentine's Day. It is Valentine's. And like, it's not always been my favorite holiday. Because even when I haven't had a girlfriend, wait, I'm sorry, I have to say, even when I haven't had a girlfriend during Valentine's Day, which I do now, it's like not, it's, you know, it's different. It's always different. It's always been a different, every, that's what's interesting about Valentine's Day. Like, every Christmas is the same, but every Valentine's Day is completely different based on who you are or not dating. And that's a sort of an interesting thing about Valentine's Day for me. But I've always sort of liked Valentine's Day because I always sort of like that people show each other they care, you know, that they sort of like, not that anyone needs a reason, you know, to be nice or to be sweet, but like, it is nice to have a reason just to like make it official, you know, like we have. Okay, sorry, I'm sort of talking to you, but I'm talking to you right now, but I'll let you know when you can come in. Okay. Yeah, so it's Valentine's Day at Rockville Prep. You know, there are carnations. People can, if you guys don't know, you can like order carnations that can be given out throughout the day. And you, it's like $1 for a carnation, and you like write a little card, and then like your sweetheart will get one, you know. And it's like, it's really cute to see who gets one, who doesn't. And it's like really cute to see, like, sometimes people do secret ones, sometimes people do like hundreds of them, which is like so fucking nuts. And like, but I guess $100 is worth it to like make someone special feel special, you know. I'm talking to you, but you just don't come in yet. Okay. I also feel like, for me, you know, I haven't talked too much about romance on this pod, and I feel like one thing I should say is that, like, I've always been a romantic. Like, I'm always, like, you know, kind of a relationship guy, kind of like a dude. Like, I don't, like, obviously hook up with chicks or with women when it's, like, obviously, like, just people do that, but, like, I don't. I do that, but I don't, like, it's not, like, my thing. You know, like, I'm really more excited to be in a relationship. And the pleasure, because the pleasures of a relationship are obviously sometimes sexual, but also sometimes, like, you know, more just about like having partnership and companionship, which I like love. I love the idea of companionship, both like intellectually and physically, you know. So like, and I'm, once I'm talking to you, but like, just hold up. So, and I do want to say like one thing, people might not know this about me, but like, I'm the kind of guy, like, when I want to be married when I leave college. Do you know what I mean? Like, I just, that's the sort of guy I am. Like, I want to like leave college with like a wife and like be ready for kids, you know. I want to have kids at like 24 or something like that. That's something I always like fantasize about. But depending on my career, that could be, well, it's so funny, Valentine's Day and already I'm trying to talk about my career. Isn't this like so me? Okay, I think I should introduce our guest, who's been so cool about the whole thing. So like, so basically, like, I realized I need to put out an episode a day. I hadn't put one out, and this incredible person agreed to be my guest today, even though it was sort of like a pain for like our plans, you know. But this is Tabby, and she's a sophomore, and we've been dating for like a week now. So you can talk now. You can talk.
Well, hi, listeners.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I'm really excited to be here. Yeah, we've been dating for like a week and, you know, things are going well. We're just still trying to get to know each other.
For sure. The
get to know each other phase.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, when he said, come do this pod, I said, yeah, of course.
Yeah, and you can talk to me. You don't have to talk to like the listener because you're still they'll listen to the conversation.
Okay, so
it's like,
I'm sorry. I just,
no, it's fine.
I've never done something like this before,
no,
so
that's
I'm just trying
know.
To figure this out.
Yeah, no, it's fine. It's fine. It's
like I'm trying to figure us out. You know what I mean?
Obviously, yeah. Just like you can look in my eyes when we talk because like looking off, it's like, you know.
I'm staring.
No, you don't have to. And I'm saying you don't have to stare.
Okay, so I guess.
But you don't have to be, okay.
Anyways, yeah. I'm a sophomore and I like going to the mall and I like hanging out with my. With my boo.
Well, that's something I didn't know about you.
Oh, man.
So thank you. And thank you for agreeing to do this. I know this is the last minute. And I know it's like, you know, sort of nervous to like be on a podcast, especially with like, you know, your boo, as you so eloquently put, your boo, you know. But to make it up to you, you know.
Yes.
I just want to let you know that I've already ordered pizza and salad from Vachi's.
I've
ordered pizza and salad from Vachi so like we could have like a little Valentine's Day meal while we're doing this, you know.
But this is just like just to kind of tidy us over, right? We're still going to dinner, right?
Well, I was thinking this could be we're doing this, so this could be our dinner, just to like.
So.
And I got cheese and pepperoni. I didn't know which one.
No,
you
it's
like.
Not it, about the cheese or the pepperoni. It's about the fact that. I've been hyping up all day that like we're gonna go to Red Robin's and get like shakes and burgers, and then you tell me now that like we're having pizza at your pod.
I thought it'd be nice.
Well, I'm glad you're sorry, but I've been hyping it up all day to Marissa.
Okay.
And she's been saying, "Oh my god, I'm just so jealous that you like have a boyfriend, and I'm just gonna go to the mall, I guess, and go shopping for myself, and then now." I should have just gone to the mall with Marissa.
No, okay. I totally hear what you're doing. I totally understand. We will just, you know what we'll do? Let's not eat now, unless you want to have anything, but we'll go to Red Robin's.
I'm really embarrassed. I'm really embarrassed that you, what?
What are you doing? We'll go to Red Robin's.
Have you ever been in a relationship before?
Yes, I have.
So you think that it's okay to have, you're just like killing two birds with one stone.
No, I'm just trying to be nice. Can you just come back? Can you just come back? Come on. Look, we'll go to Red Robin. Okay.
Okay. So now, what are we gonna do with all this pizza?
Okay. We'll just you can bring it home if you want, or like.
Okay, so then I'm just gonna be reminded once again of the fact that you botched our first Valentine's Day together. I've never had a Valentine's with anybody before, and I was like really looking forward to this.
Yeah. Okay. So know what we can do? This would be okay. It's actually really sweet. We can just like walk around the hallway like with pizza and be like, "Who wants a slice?" You know, like and be like people because there'll be couples around and be like, "Hey, want a Valentine's Day slice?" And can we give out like slices together?
Do
like
walk around where?
Like the hallways. You know.
At school?
Yeah, because like some people are here for sport. You know, people are usually still here after school sometimes. Or like,
you know what? Let's just drop it because none of this makes sense. You're gonna literally give a piece of pizza to someone who's about to go run 3 miles on the track team.
There's other people there for clubs, and like we can just, it would be like a cute thing.
Okay, sure. Yeah. Let's just, I don't want to talk about this anymore.
Okay, I'm sorry. Do you?
Well, you know, at least you gave me that, that candy gram. When I saw it this morning, I was like, oh my God. This is already shaping out to be one of the best Valentine's Days. And it was like your secret admirer. And you said that, you know, you loved when, you know, you loved just like watching me when I go to class. And I don't know. It was cute. Like, wait. It seemed creepy, but it was really cute.
Wait, what? A candygram?
Yes, I got a candygram.
I got you a carnation. You got a candy. Can I see the sign? Because like, if they gave you a candygram when I got you a carnation, that's going to piss me off because candygrams cost more. So,
okay, well, yeah, I guess I can go into my backpack and get it. Do we have to? I just assume that you got it for me because we're dating.
I got you a carnation because we're dating. I didn't get you a candygram.
So who got me the candygram?
Well, that's what I'm pretty curious. That's actually what I'm pretty curious about right now. Who got you that?
Well, it said your secret admirer, so I just assumed it was you.
I did not say. I said signed. I said Love Hampton. And it really stressed me out to think if I was going to put Love Hampton or not.
Okay,
you know?
Okay, Hampton. I'm sorry. It wasn't my fault. I just...
Well, who was it?
I don't...
It says your secret admirer, so you have a secret admirer. Do you know who it is?
I need you to understand what you're asking me, okay? Because how would I know what my secret admirer is if they signed it a secret admirer?
Because it could be like one of those like, cute things. I mean, I don't know, you...
Well, let's just, I will just put it in the trash, okay? I'll put it in the trash.
Well, we'll eat the candy. I would actually love to eat that man's candy.
I would rather not, because now I'm going to be reminded of the fact that it's not you, so now this...
Well, I'll eat it myself. It'll make me feel good to know that he thwart his efforts.
Okay, Hampton, yeah, sure. I'll just do that.
Okay. Do you want to keep going? I'm sorry. I'm ruining this. And like,
I just didn't realize that this is
I know.
We didn't...
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm like, I'm being an idiot, and you don't deserve that. And we can edit all this out. Like, don't worry, we'll edit all this stuff out. And
Hampton, I don't really care what people think. Okay, so like, you don't have to edit it out. And you know, we're just like, we're in the beginning stage of our relationship, and so we're really trying to get to know each other, and that's okay.
Yeah.
And
then
maybe this will be, you know what, maybe we'll laugh about this later.
Yeah, and it's a big holiday, so it's like a big like...
It's a huge holiday, and literally, like, I've never had a good Valentine's Day, and the fact that I'm just with you already just makes it even better.
Oh my God, you're so cute.
Do you just want to get out of here? I mean...
No, we should do the pod.
Okay.
So you're a sophomore.
I'm a sophomore.
You're a sophomore, right? Right. And you got your like sophomore. It's funny. I usually don't see you. I haven't seen you at many parties. I usually like see you with your group of like sophomore. I always think of your group as like a sort of like the smart girls who aren't nerds. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do know what you mean.
Like, and that's like no insult.
No,
like, I like
we're
nerds,
like,
you know?
We're like going to college, but like we don't read comic books. Like that, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, we were, like, advanced placement, but, like, we don't, like, have to study, or we just, like, don't make a scene about it.
Exactly.
Right.
Like, you all seem, like, really smart and cool. And, like, also, your whole crew is, like, cute and, like, not, like, you know.
What do you mean the whole crew is cute?
Like, you all, like, you're not dressed in, like, fucking goths or something like that. You guys all, like, look normal, you know?
Is there someone else that you think's cute besides me, or what?
I think you're beautiful. I think you're absolutely gorgeous.
Thank you. I just assumed that you said cute, so I just assumed that there was someone else that you thought was cute.
No, I was like, when I think of nerds, nerds aren't usually like, some nerds are cute, but like some nerds aren't, but like you guys all look normal and like you dress well and like stuff like that. So that's all I was saying.
Well, thank you for the compliment. I do try to space out where I shop because, you know, you have to keep it fresh. So I would like to thank Urban Outfitters, I guess, for that.
Yeah.
And then, you know, sometimes I go to H&M, and then sometimes, oh my God, don't tell anyone, I go thrift shopping.
Really?
Yeah.
No,
I started doing it.
No way.
Yeah, it's really crazy.
I can't even tell.
I mean, that's the point. You're not supposed to tell. It's supposed to feel like it's like rich, you know,
yeah,
but
I
it's
know.
Not. It's like fake rich.
I feel like I'm learning so much about you.
I know. Well, we don't, I mean, we're, like I said, we're in the beginning stages of that. Okay. Can we be candid?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, so where do you like to shop?
Where do I like to shop?
Yeah.
I don't usually shop for clothes, to be honest.
Really? No?
Yeah, my mom does it for me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, that's fine. Yeah.
Yeah, so there's clothes. She just gets me clothes when I need new clothes. So.
Well, that's cute.
And
yeah,
I
sure.
I don't really know where it's... You know what? One time when we went to the beach, I went to a J. Crew outlet, and I actually really liked that.
Oh yeah, did you pick out something?
I got some shirts, some pants, and like some like sexy, like kind of like dorky like ties that were like so totally preppy, but like actually sort of worked for me. So.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Well, maybe you can wear that tie later tonight when we go to Red Robin.
Yeah. No, of course.
Because that's still happening.
Yeah,
right?
We're gonna get to Red Robin.
Okay. Cool.
No, because I love they actually have really great burgers and stuff. So.
Oh yeah, they have And they also have really good shakes and
fries.
Yeah.
I thought it was fries.
Diet Coke, you know.
Yeah. You don't need diet.
What?
You don't need diet.
Why don't I need diet?
Because you have a good figure. So you don't need to lose. Yeah, I'm saying you don't need to lose weight. Because I know some, so like, I do love it. It's like you're a girl.
So if I gained weight, like, would that be an issue? Or?
No. What are you talking about? That's not what I said.
But it sounds like I don't need to lose weight, okay, but I'm a sophomore and you know, things can happen between this and junior year because I'm becoming more of a woman. Okay. And so,
but I mean, more curves is obviously great, but that's like, you know, I'm just saying some girls like stress. I mean, obviously we're getting burgers. So like, you know, you're the kind of chick who can like just eat a burger, which like, is the kind of chick I like, you know, like,
yeah.
But
then, you know, and then if I couldn't eat a burger, you wouldn't like me.
No, that's not what I'm saying. That's not what I'm saying. Just like, can you like not take everything I say so literally? Like it stresses me out because like, because you know I like you. You know what I mean? Like, so like you don't have to.
I do know that you like me, but then sometimes you say stuff that makes me think that you might not like me.
Okay. I'm sorry. I know it doesn't matter if I mean to or don't mean to, because I know it matters just like how you hear it. But like, I just want to say like, when you feel like you hear that stuff, I just want you to know that like, and hear this, like, I like you and I think you're beautiful and like, I'm really excited about you and like excited about what we're doing. And like you, and you fascinate me and you like inspire me, and I and that's all true. So like, and it makes me feel like really like defensive when you sometimes do that stuff. Cause like when you do that stuff, which I just get defensive and I don't, and sometimes that makes things worse. I'm not saying that you're making me be deceptive. I'm just feeling.
That's, no, I understand.
Do you know? I'm sorry. Do you know? I'm not very articulate.
No, I do understand.
Okay.
I do understand what you're saying.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I think my insecurities come from the fact that I don't know. It's just I've never really had someone that liked me, and
that's crazy, right?
I mean, and you know, I kind of blame myself. Like, I don't put myself out there, and
but that's what I kind of like about you. That you seem like shy and like assured. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's kind of hot, right?
Yeah.
I'm like really...
Don't get cocky.
Okay. Well, I want to have some confidence.
No, but I think you should. I think you do. Okay.
But it's just, I do hear you.
Okay.
And I just go to the worst. I just am assuming like, you know, a lot of people don't make it past the first week because that's when you figure it out, right?
Yeah.
Like you see someone across the hall and you're like, you know, hey, maybe he's kind of cute.
Yeah,
and then
kind of.
No, I mean like...
Yeah, no, I know, really. I know.
And you have great hair.
Thank
you.
So do you.
Thanks. Okay.
Okay. Should we go? Okay. We'll edit all that out.
Yeah.
Okay.
For sure. But I mean, like I said, I really don't care. So you can keep.
No, we'll edit it out.
Anything in here if you want.
No. We edit out stuff. I guess we just say for people who's interested, like, we met just like in the hallway. Like I obviously like thought you were cute for a while, and like I sort of like talked to your little crew of girls.
I do remember that day. I do remember that day very well. It was after Miss Maxson's algebra class.
Mm-hmm.
And I was
I forgot you're still in algebra. That's so cute.
I know. But I actually like placed out of it. But then I just thought, you know what? I might as well just really get to know the math.
I think it helped because I'm in pre-cal right now. It's like actually pretty hard.
Yeah. So
and I kind of wish I had more algebra in my back pocket just to be more confident. So I think it's really smart of you. And
yeah.
I think that's
yours. And then just kill it next year. Yeah. But I was hanging out with my friends, Jan and Marissa, and then you just came up and kind of gave me a little smile, like a little half smile, and that was kind of it. That's kind of what did it for me.
Yeah. Well, that was sort of planned because I knew we hadn't talked before. So I just wanted to come and make a little bit of content, you know, make a little like, just to let you know that I know that you are. So like the next time I can
that
see
you. That you know that I exist.
Yeah,
and
next time I can
I
be
know
like,
you
so
exist.
How's your day? You know, and then you're like, it's fine. How's yours?
And like, and then after that, we pretty much just kind of started dating.
Yeah, I'd say we've been inseparable, but we've still only gone on one date, and then like we hang out after school sometimes.
And it's hard, and, like, you know, we're in high school, so
we text a lot, but like, so it's not inseparable, but
we would be inseparable if we were like in college.
Exactly.
It's just unfortunately we're just not there. Like,
yeah.
Life wise, so, and then we got coffee.
We had the coffee date.
Oh my god! So is this what our parents talk about?
Oh,
like when they're like, and then we had the. We had the thing.
Oh,
we had
yeah. When they're like, oh, sometime. Well, actually, my parents.
It was the banana, you know,
yeah,
whatever that
yeah,
means.
Yeah. Well, my parents, yeah, I don't want to think about my dad and my mom having sex or like courting because it's just kind of fucked.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just saying like a lot of I was just saying that my parents.
My dad's like 70. My mom's like 40.
Oh.
And it's like definitely not his first relationship. And so it's
okay,
like,
that's
sort of
not,
like,
there's something wrong with that.
No, there's nothing wrong with that. Just like there's a lot of like complications, like family stuff and sort of like issues about that I'm pretty aware of, unfortunately. I wish they hadn't made me aware of those issues, but I am aware of those issues. And so it's like, yeah, thinking about that courtship is sort of like, you know, who was lied to?
you know, sort no, of like, yeah, I understand. It is really crazy, though. I get swept up in it because my parents are just so, they're just, no offense, they're just like so happy. Like, I've never I've never seen people like really love each other. Like, you think about that, and like, I don't think there, maybe there's one other parent in the whole school. I don't know. I don't think it's a thing anymore. So
I can totally see that in you.
So I just strive for that. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's awesome.
Thanks. You're so hot. Oh my God. Thanks.
But we had like, so we had the coffee.
We had the coffee. The coffee. And, yeah.
But, and like, I didn't even know that you like, first of all, I didn't know that you were such a coffee head like me. And then like.
And then you found out that I work there and, yeah. And that was my break. Yeah. Yeah.
So we went to a Starbucks basically. We went to the Starbucks in Cabin John and.
And I've been, yeah, I work there and. I was a little annoyed. I'm not going to lie. I mean, I was annoyed because like I was on a date during my break at the place that I work. Like we could have at least gone to another coffee shop. There's so many, but well, because it's okay. Yeah.
I didn't know that annoyed you. I'm sorry. I mean, I suggested the Starbucks and you said, good. So like if you had said somewhere else, we would have gone somewhere else.
No, it's, I mean, but it was our first date and I didn't want to mess it up. So.
Oh, but yeah, I mean, just so you know, you could have said, let's go somewhere else, you know?
Oh, I understand that. And just so you know, it just was weird, but that's fine.
I didn't.
We moved past it. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I didn't mean to do that.
No, it's okay.
In the future, you can totally contradict me, you know, like,
what?
Like you can like contradict me, you know?
Or who are you doing?
I'm just, you know, like a, like an asshole. Like, yeah, you know, the assholes be like, don't contradict me, you know? But I'm saying, like, I'm not like that. You can totally share.
Yeah, I do know what that is. I don't like that. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just saying you can't. I'm not that.
Okay.
And so if you want to go to different, like, PE.
We will. No, we will. We will. We will go to another coffee shop for sure.
I mean, we have to based on how much we both have coffee.
Yeah, you know, like, we love coffee.
Miss Cortado.
Mr. Oat Latte.
What? It's better for my tummy. Yeah.
I know. I mean, honestly, like, oat milk is so good and I feel like annoying saying that I really like it, but yeah. It really is the best.
It's so good. And like, and also just like in terms of, you know, what we were doing, like I wasn't, don't want to take like milk and like fart on my date. You know what I mean? Like I wasn't going to do that.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, no. It is kind of crazy though. Like, have you ever thought, okay, I'm going to get dirty.
Okay. Yeah. No complaints from me there.
So have you ever thought about people going on coffee dates? Like how like that's so weird because it does make you want to poop, you know? So like the whole time, like it hits you and then you have to poop.
You can cut that part out. Yeah, I think coffee is so good. And like, I do think for me, what's exciting about it gets me like stimulated.
Okay,
and gets me,
you
like,
didn't really. Okay.
It gets you like, it gets you excited to have an interesting conversation. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I was just making an observation. It's just anatomy.
We're cutting it out. So it's fine. You don't need to talk about it again.
Okay, so we're cutting that out, but we're not cutting out the fact that you've been just, the whole pizza thing, and then...
I told you we'd cut that out too if you wanted.
Okay, yeah, I guess you're right.
And you said no because you don't care what people think.
I don't care what people think. That's exactly why I'm saying you can keep the poop stuff in. I don't understand why the poop stuff is so bad.
Can you stop saying poop? It's like disgusting.
It's literally what everybody does.
I know that, but we're just getting to know each other. You want to hear me? You want to hear how I have to poop?
I'm not saying, I wasn't imagining you pooping. I was just saying that it's just a thing. Like, why do people go on coffee dates? It is so weird. I don't understand.
Why are you being so like blogger right now? Do you know what I mean? Like, just like, it's a normal thing.
I think honestly, it's the mic. I think I'm getting really into the mic, yeah.
Well, that I like to see. sorry. I'll cut that out.
No, that's, you that's have to cut that out.
I will. That was rude. I was just making a joke. It's uncomfortable. Sorry. Oh, yeah. Can you just put it right there? Yeah. And I can tip on the app. Do you want a slice? Because, like, we're not going to... A delivery guy doesn't want a slice. Okay. Yeah.
He does this for a living. He doesn't want a slice.
I know.
He could have it whenever he wants.
Thanks, man. Thank you.
You're not friends with him. Stop. Okay, well, now it smells like pizza. Now I want one.
Well, are you going to have one? I mean, you don't have to have one if you don't want one because we can still do Red Robin. Don't. I'm saying don't. It'll feel better.
No, I'm
not.
It'll be better. I'm not going to have it. It smells like pizza and I really like pizza.
I'll move it outside.
Okay, Emery, just... You really don't have to move it outside. This is an extreme.
You guys want some of this? Yeah, dude, have all of it. Yeah. Hey, here's a place for salad. Yeah. Yeah, happy Valentine's Day.
Uh-huh. All right, problem solved. Problem solved. We had that cough. What's up?
I don't know. I think maybe I'm just in my head. About us. And I think it's like weird that you just, I understand why you gave away the pizza and I appreciate it. Okay.
I solved a problem.
You did solve a problem. And I just,
what's going on? Why are you so insecure?
I told you why I'm insecure. I just want to be, I want to feel noticed and I want to feel like you care. And we started off on a rocky foot, but that's okay.
I do care. Are you kidding? I don't know. I've been so open with you about how much I like you. Why do you need more of that? Why do you need more of that?
I guess I need a lot.
Yeah, I guess you do need a lot.
Okay, and is that a problem? I'm willing to give you a lot.
I mean, it kind of is a lot.
I'm willing to give you a lot.
Because you're not accepting anything. Like, I mean, I can give you a lot, but I need to give you something that you will accept. You know what I mean?
Okay, that's fine. Okay, here. I'm accepting you.
Are you?
Yes, I'm accepting you.
I'm sorry.
It's fine. I really appreciate what you're doing.
I'm sorry.
I'm so excited to go to Red Robin.
Are you?
I'm very excited to go to Red Robin. And then, you know what? Maybe even afterwards, we can go hang out with our friends. And then, like, you know.
You want to hang out with friends on Valentine's Day?
I don't know. I thought maybe it's something you wanted.
No, I want to hang out with you on Valentine's Day.
Okay. I'm fine. No, I'm really fine.
Hey, come on, come on.
No, I'm fine. No, it's okay.
Hey, come on. It's okay. I'm sorry.
I think this has everything to do with me and nothing to do with you.
No, I'm sorry. I'm being a jerk.
No, it's okay.
Okay.
Let's just try to finish this out strong.
Okay, we'll finish it. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, so who do you think is the coolest freshman?
I think it's actually Samantha Jenkins.
Oh, yeah. She's awesome. You guys kind of look like each other, actually.
What? Okay, I guess it's a good thing. Yeah, sure, we look like each other.
Why is that an issue? How is that an issue? You guys look like each other. You guys don't even have the same glasses.
Okay, well, I thought that maybe it's because you wanted to date her. I don't know.
What? Why would I want to date her when I'm dating? Sorry. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I'm sorry.
It's fine.
I'm sorry.
We are.
I'm sorry. Shit.
Listen, I heard the second week's better, so.
If we make it through. Look, are you for this or not?
I am.
Good. Chin up, pretty lady.
Chin up, Mr. Man.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Were you saying that to me or were you saying that to the listeners?
I was saying it to you.
Okay, just making sure.
I don't understand.
I just couldn't tell, so
but
I just
making
sure.
But we're also on a podcast, so it's fine if they hear
it,
too.
Yeah, so saying it to me is saying it to them, so I just want to make sure you're saying it to me, because saying it to me and them, saying it just to them is saying it to them and not to me. So.
Okay, well, how would I say it to you and not to them if we're on a podcast?
You did it. You told me you did it, so I trust you.
Listen, I don't understand. Why can't...
What now? Literally, what now?
It's Valentine's Day. You said happy Valentine's Day. I said happy Valentine's Day.
Okay.
There's not a problem.
I just didn't know. And now I know.
I'm really
good.
Putting up with a lot right now.
You're putting up with a lot? You're the one with a secret admirer, okay? I'm sharing you with this random
person. It's not my fault. It's a secret.
You don't know who he is?
I have no idea. It could be a she.
Okay. Sure. You're right. It could be a she. But I want the name of every guy you've spoken to today. Make a list.
Why are we doing this?
I just want to know every guy I want to know
this
everyone
is,
you spoke to.
Like I said, extreme.
Three, two, one, and
Cam.
Great.
Clark.
Okay.
Coach Riggins.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I mean, he's hot. We both know it.
He's hot.
My dad. I don't...
Okay. So, I mean.
Are you literally writing down my dad?
I mean, best case scenario, he sent you like something cute as like.
And what's the worst case scenario?
That it's like fucking Clark or Cam. Because like Riggins would not be, because like a teacher wouldn't do that.
You know what, Hampton? I'm just going to go to the mall, okay?
What?
Going to the mall. I can't do this. No, I'm not doing this.
Wait. What are you doing?
I'm going to the mall.
Okay.
Marissa and Jan are there. Okay?
But wait, we have Red Robin, right? Red Robin's at the mall, so I can meet you. I can take you to the mall. We can go to Red Robin right now if you want. We can do it earlier.
I will be at Red Robin at 8. Maybe I'll see you, maybe I won't.
Okay, but wait. But I was going to give you a drive. I was going to give you a ride. Come on.
My dad is driving me, okay?
Your dad? Tabby. What? Hey guys, do you have any more pizza?
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.